So Jonah and I got to do something we've enjoyed doing together for a long time. We went yesterday to the theater to see a new Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu. I give it 8 out of 10. Very good. Yes, I enjoyed it. I was thinking about science fiction and kind of these technologies where we have to suspend our disbelief just to take in the story, enjoy, and be entertained. And I always joke with the Star Wars universe, it wasn't, kind of the magic of the Force. It wasn't faster than light speed travel, right? It wasn't artificial gravity. None of these things ever threw me. But what made me need to stop and really intentionally suspend my disbelief was the fact that the little robot R2-D2 could go anywhere and plug right into a computer system and not have any errors, right? This year, I've been on an Apple computer at school and, of course, a Windows computer at home, and sometimes I can't get them to talk to each other. How this little guy goes from the Death Star to an X-Wing to a city cloud terminal to a desert junk system, plugs in and reads everything, I'll never know. That's the true miracle I see in the science fiction of Star Wars. No drivers, no adapters, no this device not supported. It's a miracle that he's able to have compatibility, interoperability everywhere he goes. I think this sets us up for what's going on in Pentecost. We know the story. The ancient Jews had gathered for their festival of weeks. It was their celebration of the spring harvest, and they had added to that the theological celebration of the giving of the law on Mount Sinai to Moses and, of course, God's people. So they are gathered far and wide to Jerusalem, and God chooses that moment to fulfill the promise of Jesus that the Spirit would come. It would blow among the people and empower them to be the body of Christ on earth. But with all these people, from all these different places, all these languages, all these different customs, all of these different life stages, different cultures and settings gathered in this one place, you would imagine that perhaps God is facing a great compatibility problem, an interoperability. People, places, cultures, languages, it must have appeared a real mess. But the Spirit seems to come in and not have much of a problem. The Spirit comes in and does what God does, creates order from chaos, new life where there was none previously. The way that it does it is interesting. The Spirit does not solve the problem by making everybody speak the same common language. The Spirit doesn't come in and squash difference, doesn't come in and make everyone be able to talk to the disciples, doesn't make all the nations one bland religious sameness. The miracle of Pentecost is not an imposed uniformity. It is instead a miracle of a common hearing. Right? We often focus on the different languages and all the different places people are from. Right? People speaking in different languages. We often focus on the church's need to tune the message to where the church finds itself, that people might be receptive. But this year I've been thinking so much about the other miracle and the other, and not just the giving, but the receiving. It is the Spirit at work in the midst of the crowds to whom Peter preaches that allows them to receive the knowledge, the good news, the message of the good news of what God has done. The miracle of Pentecost is both the proclamation, but also the reception of that good news. And the Spirit makes the Holy Word, the Holy Gospel, the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus, not only hearable in different languages, but also in different life situations. Again, a different type of translation, a little bit deeper, beyond just human speech. This is about what people are going through. It's not merely vocabulary, not merely linguistic barriers. But for all the people gathered, the gospel still sounds like forgiveness for those who are guilty, courage to those who are afraid, hope to those who are despairing. The gospel still sounds to them like welcome if they are the outsider. The gospel's not changed. It's always the same story, that God would become one of us to teach and to live and to die, but then to be raised. It's the same story. But the Spirit has a way of making the story fit for each and every needful situation. The Spirit makes God's story alive for people. That's something, again, we should praise and celebrate. It's the Spirit that makes God's story not some dead letter to be filed away on a shelf, but a living address, a loving address that comes into our lives. Right? The story of God would still be the story of God whether we knew it or not. God would still be God without our awareness of who God is. But God yearns for relationship. God yearns that we would indeed know God. By the Spirit, God's story becomes a promise for us. By the Spirit, God makes God's life interact, intercede, commune with our life. It becomes a promise addressed to us. More than ancient information or any kind of sacred history or religious vocabulary. And the Spirit makes Jesus hearable as a word from God for us. And the Spirit translates not only the words, not only this universal feelings of what it means to be human, but in a deeper sense, the word translate could be understood as making manifest in our lives, making very real the reality that God experiences as God's self. Through the Spirit, God's love translates into human patience and kindness, welcome and mercy. The Spirit at work in us, God's forgiveness becomes a people, the church, who forgive and reconcile, who refuse to keep score. Right, through the Spirit, this communion of God, this Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this perfect relationship, is translated into our lives as the church becomes one body. Many of us, but one life together. And in the story of the church, as we round out the narrative lectionary for this year, God's mission includes frightened disciples, disciples who are hesitating, who don't feel worthy. God's mission becomes them by opening their mouths, serving their neighbors, sharing the words of the apostles, sharing what they have, and ultimately cross the boundaries and bear witness to the world. Pentecost makes the Spirit of God's story, the story of Jesus, hearable, believable, speakable, and livable. It's the greatest translation story ever, not only in the speaking and the proclamation, but in the hearing
and the living.
So reflecting on science fiction again, if you pay attention to the stories and think about it, quite often it's kind of odd that you can go light years away and experience different creatures with different numbers of arms or different numbers of heads, covered in skins of every, but they still speak English. Did you ever notice that? Amazing. What a miracle.